Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear a man called Simon Webster talking about being a racing driver. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
In today's sporting world, we have a racing driver with us, Simon Webster. Welcome, Simon. Tell me, at the age of 21, do you find it helpful to talk to older drivers?
I do, and they are happy to give advice if I need it. I always talk to drivers with more experience if I'm going to drive on a track I haven't raced on before. I try to get as much information as possible so I don't make any mistakes.
You must get very tired.
Well, we race at weekends, and on Fridays we're getting everything ready. But I usually only do a race every 3 weeks, and not in the winter. We race from April to October.
I see. And what's the hardest thing for you about being a racing driver?
I find it very difficult to take time off. I do go away on holiday, probably not as often as I should, but the mistake I always make before a race is to push myself to keep training when really I should rest. When I train too much, I'm tired when the race actually starts. The thing is, I know I can continue to get better.
What skills do you need to be a top racing driver?
You do need to know a certain amount about how the car works, but other people will check the car for you. I always think when you're actually racing, it helps to be a tiny bit frightened, as it means you really pay attention. That's really important. If you stop concentrating, it could be very dangerous.
A lot of small boys are keen on cars. How did you get interested?
My friends were all more interested in football, but my dad did a bit of racing. I started going to racetracks with him. As soon as he let me try, he realised I would be good at it and wanted me to succeed. I know it's really popular now with kids who watch it on TV, but I never did.
What about young racing drivers? What advice would you give them?
Some people say you should study and go to university first. The problem is, if you do that, you'll be too old when you have enough time. If you really want to be a top racing driver, you need to train and get as fit as you can by going to the gym. Don't risk playing other sports because you might get injured.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
Now listen again.
In today's sporting world, we have a racing driver with us, Simon Webster. Welcome, Simon. Tell me, at the age of 21, do you find it helpful to talk to older drivers?
I do, and they are happy to give advice if I need it. I always talk to drivers with more experience if I'm going to drive on a track I haven't raced on before. I try to get as much information as possible so I don't make any mistakes.
You must get very tired.
Well, we race at weekends, and on Fridays we're getting everything ready. But I usually only do a race every 3 weeks, and not in the winter. We race from April to October.
I see. And what's the hardest thing for you about being a racing driver?
I find it very difficult to take time off. I do go away on holiday, probably not as often as I should, But the mistake I always make before a race is to push myself to keep training when really I should rest. When I train too much, I'm tired when the race actually starts. The thing is, I know I can continue to get better.
What skills do you need to be a top racing driver?
You do need to know a certain amount about how the car works, but other people will check the car for you. I always think when you're actually racing, it helps to be a tiny bit frightened, as it means you really pay attention. That's really important. If you stop concentrating, it could be very dangerous.
A lot of small boys are keen on cars. How did you get interested?
My friends were all more interested in football, but my dad did a bit of racing. I started going to racetracks with him. As soon as he let me try, he realised I would be good at it and wanted me to succeed. I know it's really popular now with kids who watch it on TV, but I never did.
What about young racing drivers? What advice would you give them?
Some people say you should study and go to university first. The problem is, if you do that, you'll be too old when you have enough time. If you really want to be a top racing driver, you need to train and get as fit as you can by going to the gym. Don't risk playing other sports because you might get injured.
Well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
That is the end of part 2.